With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting set to open the contest, Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, Golden State. With Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry in the backcourt, DeMarcus Cousins, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant. They're all going through the hug line like it's a wedding procession, if you will, and then getting ready for basketball. Warriors wearing their gray town jerseys with gold piping around the neck, white letters, white numbers on the backside. Lakers with yellow and purple. Caldwell Pope will start at one small forward spot. Contavious Caldwell-Pope, he's been with the Lakers last couple of years. A nice job for them coming over from Detroit. Rajon Rondo picked up a triple-double this year. One of two players in NBA history to have triple-doubles with five different teams. Mo Wagner starts at the power forward spot. 6'11 rookie out of Michigan. Nice-looking prospect for them. Lance Stevenson had been starting for Los Angeles, but Alex Caruso will start in his stead. He's a two-way player, and he's only got about 3 days left of regular service, and he is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and he's coming off a couple of really nice games.
Well, it's tough, you know, with LeBron James out, Kuzma, Ingram, and now Bullock, by the way. We're talking about 93 to 94 points that won't be in the lineup for the Lakers. So this gives an opportunity for all these guys who haven't proven themselves, although Caldwell Pope's been around for 6 years, and JaVale McGee is having an outstanding season, Tim.
He really is. He's playing very good. He's one of the best in the league at rim protection.
2.5 blocks per game over the last 3 weeks, and he's averaging just under 16 and 12 rebounds. So he scored in double figures 46 times out of the 71 games, and here goes the tip.
What's been impressive for me, Jim, he's played 71 games, and he's averaging 22 minutes. So.
Yes. He's been very, very durable.
Opening tip controlled by Golden State. Durant with the ball. Warriors looking to wrap up the season series against the Lakers. Three ball by Thompson, right side. Drained it. And Golden State scoring on their first possession.
We know he likes this arena.
Rondo to McGee. McGee fakes a handoff up top. Back to Rondo with 15 on the shot clock. Chest pass to Contavious Caldwell-Pope. Fires for three. No good. Draymond Green's got the rebound. Throw ahead to Durant on the left wing. Ahead to Curry left corner. He's open. He fires. Three ball rattled in and out. And McGee will clear for the Lakers. These are two of the quickest teams in the association in terms of pace of play. Pick and roll for McGee, who goes up and lays it in. Got away from Draymond and made an athletic play to make it 3-2 Warriors.
Yeah, you try to give help to him, and sometimes you're not in front of him and between him and the basket.
Luke Walton out to half court. Hands on hips in a blue suit with a blue tie. DeMarcus Cousins, low left, working on McGee. Takes him to the box. Drop step to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper up off glass and good. Nice move by DeMarcus. 5-2 Golden State.
You always wonder what he's going to pull with, and he has something.
Rondo on the far wing. Stops and spins away. Gets down the lane. Lob for McGee. Knocked away by Klay Thompson, but a pushing foul. And that'll be called on Klay.
Might be on Durant.
Oh, it's on Durant. Wow.
He pushed from behind. Didn't need to because Klay deflected the pass.
Yeah, Klay had good position and was ready, willing, and able to make the play there. Warriors offensive rating 115, on pace to be their highest on record. Now here's Rondo. Dribble drive, gets to the rim, inside scoop, missed it as Draymond was with him step for step. Durant clears the rebound to Klay Thompson. Thompson in transition, calling his own number. The shot no good. Cousins offensive rebound, goes off balance, off glass, misses that, and Caldwell Pope to Rondo. Here come the Lakers. Wagner catches on the baseline, driving, goes up, rejected by Klay Thompson, who saves it, and going out of bounds, and the loose ball to Cousins. What a block by Klay.
Yeah, and a 6'11 man.
Hand off. Klay, pressured by Wagner, who's a little upset about the block, you can tell. Here comes Thompson, penetrates, pass deflected by Rondo. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors' ball. Rondo tried to buy a call.
But and Kevin walked away from the play. He wasn't going to take the ball out of bounds. And he almost induced the official to call it the other way.
Curry will toss it. 11 on the shot clock. Curry left is Thompson. Comes right with a dribble. Stumbles. Gets back to the logo. Chest pass over to Curry. Five to shoot down to Cousins. Got to go with three. With two. Locates Draymond. Touch pass Durant. Durant caught it out of bounds. And he wasn't going to get a shot off in time anyway. So either way, it was going to be a turnover.
I believe that's the first time I've ever seen Kevin Durant catch a ball on the sideline and step out of bounds.
Absolutely.
First time.
He has a great sense of where he is on the floor. Here comes Rondo. He's going to handle a lot tonight for Los Angeles. Pass to Caruso. Has sleeves on both knees. Pass up top. Wagner. Wagner for three. Blocked by Draymond. Caught by Thompson. Draymond breakaway. Two-hand slam. 7-2 start for Golden State. And the Warrior bench up and celebrating.
Well, Wagner is 6'11". Very fluid. But he's got to get used to the speed and quickness of NBA players.
Rondo waiting, dribbling, holding. Here comes McGee. High screen and roll. Rondo stops, steps out for about a 25-footer. That's a back rim miss. Ball deflected, and Thompson has it on the far sideline. Clay up the right wing. Throws backwards to Curry. Left side to Cousins. They've got Durant downstairs, guarded by Caldwell Pope. They like the matchup. Instead, he goes up top. Draymond for three. Knocked it down. 10-2 beginning of the game for Golden State.
He's usually on target. When he misses, it's usually flat. He gets it up in the air. Success.
8:55 to go first quarter. Caldwell Pope high post to McGee. Caldwell Pope cuts off McGee. McGee now drives down the lane. Spins it hard off the backboard. No good. Cousins the rebound. Long lead out. Durant with a catch. Touch pass back to Curry, who slips. Trying to adjust to the pass. And it's a turnover. So the turnover gives the ball back to the Lakers. Second turnover on Golden State. Warriors have hit four of their first seven. Lakers one of their first seven. There's Caruso with the ball outside, guarded by Durant. Caruso, backdoor cut by Caldwell Pope. A beauty off a screen by McGee, and he lays it in.
Yeah, they bumped off Curry, and no one helped.
Tony Brothers, Kevin Scott, Kevin Cutler, the three officials assigned tonight. Cousins down the lane. Layup around and down for DeMarcus. And the Warriors lead by eight again, 12-4. Rondo, front court left. Draymond in front of him. Draymond giving him plenty of room. Rondo a non-shooter. Caruso, pressured by Curry, takes the pass middle. Off a high screen by Wagner. Full run to the rim. Blocked by Draymond. Picked up by Curry. Another block for Golden State. Here comes Draymond Green down the lane. Bounce pass to Cousins. Good catch in traffic. Got it up and in with Wagner on his back. 10-point lead and a timeout for L.A.
I don't know which was more impressive, the finish or the pass to get to him.
Well, Golden State off to a tremendous start in this game. The Warriors with already, I think it's four block shots.
Yes.
Stat monitor has given them three. It's 14-4 Golden State. 7:53 to go in the first quarter of the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth before the game. Of course, the Warriors held their coaches' press conference, and so did L.A. with Luke Walton and our own Lawrence Scott.
Thank you. Luke Walton asked about his insights into the Warriors going back to his days as an assistant coach, and he said with the team getting ready for the playoff run, the guys obviously know what's in store, and they'll get even sharper over this next week and more excited for what's to come. Tim?
Rondo up with the ball after the timeout. Pick and roll pop up top to Caldwell Pope. Shot clock at 10. Warriors on top 14-4. Bounce pass McGee down the lane. A big right hand running dunk for JaVale McGee. Slammed it down. Nobody home at the rim.
Well, that's because DeMarcus Cousins is trying to give help out there, and they've got to play a little bit better to protect the rim.
Curry over the top right side to KD for three. It's good. Kevin Durant with a triple, 17-6 for the Warriors. Long lead for McGee. Drives to the baseline, low left. Hand off down to Caldwell Pope. McGee had it deflected away by Klay Thompson. Goes out of bounds on the far wing.
Durant's first shot of the game, and Warriors are 3-4 from three.
How good was Kevin Durant in that first half against Denver the other night? Rondo with the ball.
All 21 minutes that he lasted.
With the whistle, we have a foul. It's on Curry. Tony Brothers with the call. Curry picks up the personal. Second team foul. Side out for L.A. Rondo guarded by Klay Thompson. Caldwell Pope pops out. Running by is Durant. Pope wide open. Short with the jumper. Thompson has the rebound. Clay down the far side. Jim Mechie loves play here at Staples. Ball to the ramp, back to the basket. Wants to go. Feeds up top to Cousins. It's a three. It's up and in and out. And McGee with the rebound. McGee will lead the handle down the floor for L.A. Now shoveled it off to Rondo. 6:37 to go. Rondo for about 27. That hit the front rim. Coming down, no good. Ball deflected up top. McGee to Caldwell Pope. Jab step on Thompson. Maintaining triple threat. Raises up for a jumper. It's a three. It's no good. Shot selection for the Lakers has not been great so far. And they're 3 of 13. Durant off a pick. Now calls over Cousins off another pick. Durant open three. It's up and good. I say open, but JaVale McGee was there giving him something to look at. But Durant 2 for 2 from distance.
Didn't seem to faze him, did it?
Nope. Rondo down the lane. Shoots a runner. It's up and no good. The foul's going to be on Cousins as McGee got bumped into Rondo. And Rondo being helped up, walking away.
He got rocked.
He did.
Well,
he might have gotten hit in the Little Lakers, but...
Cousins.
Not sure.
Cousins was going to make sure he was going to block off JaVale McGee. And it gets a little physical in there. And all of a sudden, Rondo kept his momentum going forward, and it was just as much him running into it.
Rondo at the free throw line. And the first free throw is no good. Rondo averaging 9 points a night, shooting 69.7 from the line. Never been a great shooter. 40.9 from the field, 35.7 outside the arc, which is above his career high of 30, or his career mark of 31.4, but yep. He does create points. Sixth in the league in creating points off assisted, 19.3 a night. He missed both free throws.
His three-point shooting is much better this year because people give it to him. It's just like a practice.
20-6. It's a good point. Durant up top. Durant. Draymond comes over to screen from the instead. He feeds Cousins down low over Caldwell Pope. Little mismatch. Had the mouse in the house. And he turns and scores. Warriors on an 8-0 run. And they lead 22-6. Here's Caldwell Pope for three. Wide left. Tipped by McGee. Grabbed by Cousins. Loose ball on the deck. Cousins will get to it right in front of the Laker bench. Hand off to Curry. Curry down the near wing.
He's looking.
Pass to Draymond right through his hands. Picked off by Lance Stephenson. Rondo on the break. Goes up and dunked it. Third turnover on Golden State. Klay Thompson, quick catch, and buries a triple in the right corner. And it's 25-8. The Warriors are 5-for-7 beyond the arc.
He surprised Lance Stephenson, who just came in.
Rondo gets it to McGee. McGee, pass back to Rondo. Rondo in front of the L.A. bench. They give him plenty of room there. Bounce pass to the cutting McGee. Run it with the right hand. Up and no good. McGee got the rebound. Goes up and stripped away by Curry. Curry out of the pack. Feeds Durant. Durant with a breakaway. Look out. Right hand hammer for Kevin Durant. It's 27-8. Rondo quickly front court. Rondo dribble drive down the lane. Left hand. Puff glass. No good. He hit the deck. Cousins outlet to Durant. Durant is cut off and bumped and fouled by Caldwell Pope. And that will stop play with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter.
What's more impressive, the finishing dunk or the pass by Curry? A wrap around behind the back with his left hand.
We're courtside, and I couldn't see that.
Right on the money.
I got screened off on that one.
He went from free throw line to top of the key, and Durant didn't have to break stride. He caught it on the run. It was right on the money with his left behind the back.
Durant throws it into Curry, sets a quick screen. Going Whoops. Down is Caldwell Pope. It's going to be an offensive foul.
He didn't mean to. He was trying to clear through. Durant was, and he set a screen that knocked down Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Second foul on KD.
It has to be a foul. I mean, but
Kevin Scott. Warriors have Durant still out there.
He's arguing about it.
Here comes Rondo. Rondo throws over to the far wing. Gets it back. Mike Muscala has checked in. Mo Wagner with a pump fake. Dribbles in. Gets it to the far side. Jumper by Rondo. That's no good. Rebound McKinney. Rondo is 1-for-6. Here come the Warriors. Draymond Green up the floor. Finds Curry. Deep three left wing. Front rim no good. Rebound. Looney put back. Good. Low rights. 29-8. Warriors with 4:13 to go in the first.
And Curry hasn't scored yet. They've got 29.
Stevenson calls up Wagner for a two-man game. Knocked away by Draymond. Draymond, loose ball kicked by Rondo. Goes all the way. Saved by Rondo. Draymond to the deck. Finds Durant. Durant hands off to the trailing McKinney, who flushed it down with two hands. And the Lakers have to call time again. 31-8. The Warriors on top.
When's the last time you've been to a YMCA game?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm seeing it crystal clear right now. Unbelievable what the Warriors are doing, turning that ball over.
We'll take the break. The Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Protect your company's home court. Tim Roy and Jim Barnett courtside here in L.A. 31-8. Warriors on top. Lakers shooting 4 of 19 from the field, 21%. They've yet to hit a 3, 0 for 7. Warriors have hurt them on the glass, 15-6, and they're shooting 5 of 8 outside the arc. Rondo with the ball left to right. They go on your radio dial. Leaves it for Stevenson. Stevenson, always mercurial. Can't get hot if you leave him open. Gets the ball on the far side. Muscala fouled by Draymond as he went by him and tried to lay it in. Muscala came over in a deal that, to be honest with you, Jim, had me scratching my head. Zubats and Beasley.
I cannot believe they gave up Zubats, and they keep 36-year-old Tyson Chandler.
Caruso with the ball up top. Caruso off a screen by Williams, who was checked in for the first time. Caruso bouncing on the dribble, comes middle, turns on Curry. Off balance look, no good. Curry back for the rebound. Long lead out for Durant. Durant with a great catch, saves the ball, but the Warriors commit their fifth turnover.
He wasn't even going to the rim. You don't want to throw that ball.
Stevenson from Rondo takes a three right side. It's a brick. Rebound to Curry. Curry steps around Rondo, dribbles down the right side, looks back, brings it middle, and tries to create order out of chaos. Draymond Green gets the ball to Durant. Durant now waving. Nobody lines up in the right spot, so KD goes one-on-one. Back to the basket on Muscala. Screen by Draymond for Curry. Curry pulls up down the lane, feeds McKinney. On left side, triple up and good for Alfonso. 34-8 Golden State. Warriors in a playoff mode here in the first quarter.
All offense is going.
Rondo dribbles, had knocked away by Looney. Gets it back in the right corner. Rondo on the near sideline. Feeds in low for Muscala. Left-hand layup, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound swatted out by Draymond. Curry to Durant on the go. Durant with a two-on-three, waits for reinforcements.
There's a lid on the basket for the Lakers.
Curry topside. Had the ball knocked away by Williams. Caruso two-on-one to Williams, who steps around KD and dunked it with a right hand. There's Jonathan Williams, rookie out of Gonzaga. Undrafted, signed a two-way contract last October. Looney on the bounce pass to Draymond. Draymond to Durant, who circles, catches, fires, and hits another three. The Warriors have 7 threes here in the first quarter and lead 37-10. Rondo between the circles. Rondo waiting. Backs up the dribble. Baseball pass to the right wing to Stevenson. Off a screen by Williams. Stevenson's jumper, that's no good. Rebound goes to McKinney. The Lakers are 5 for 25.
I remember Stevenson hit three threes against the Warriors in the Christmas Day debacle.
Curry to Draymond Green. Finds Durant. Durant for about 30. A heat check, no good. Rondo spins away with a rebound. Wearing a white headband. Rondo stops three-point line. Drives on McKinney. Goes up and scores. Not sure why McKinney was challenging him outside there. But he did. And Rondo made him pay.
Yeah, he's very good with that right hand coming from the left side. Scoops it beautifully.
37-12, 72 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Durant flipped it over to Curry.
He wants to score.
Curry, deep three over Rondo. It's a back rim miss, and going in for the board, Muscala. Rondo throws to Caruso. Back to Rondo. Rondo takes another jumper. Missed it. Curry the rebound. Chest pass to Draymond. Knocked away by Rondo. Warriors getting a little careless with the ball there. That's 7 turnovers. And that Jonathan Williams right corner to Stevenson. Stevenson gets it up top. Caruso drives it on Draymond. Goes up. Missed it badly. Curry the rebound. Outlet to KD. KD with McKinney running the floor. Puts on the brakes. Warriors can go 2-for-1 if they hunt a shot here with 32 seconds to go in the quarter. KD wants a screen. Draymond slipped the screen. Goes in, puts it up off the glass, missed it. Looney tipped it in on his second try. 39-12.
They'll run it down, and the Warriors probably last shot of the quarter already transpired.
Rondo on the far wing. Difference of a second and change between the two clocks.
39-point quarter.
My goodness. Rondo, far hash mark.
Exacerbated by the lack of offense from the Lakers.
Rondo waiting. Down to 2 on the clock. Drives by Looney. Underhand scoop. No good. Tipped out by Durant. Quarter is over. and a fabulous quarter for Golden State against this undermanned Lakers squad. 39-12, Warriors up at the end of one. Second quarter action upcoming from Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. And it is the game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Warriors 39, Lakers 12. Warriors 64% from the field, 7 for 12 from 3. Lakers with 7 of their top players out. They're shooting 6 for 29, 20%. And the Warriors lead by 27 despite 7 first quarter turnovers.
It only resulted in 6 points to the opposition because, as you said, 21% shooting, and they're 0 for 10 from 3, the Lakers.
And Jim, you know what? It's just the way it is. And you know what? How many times have we come down here to this building?
Yes.
In years gone by, but the Warriors had more guys behind the bench than they had on the bench.
Right.
So
you're
nobody feels sorry for anybody in this league.
You play uphill the entire game.
Yeah.
Tim.
McKinney, Cousins, Cook, Jarebko, and Thompson for the Warriors. Stevenson with Muscala, Caruso, Williams. And we get our first look at Jamario Jones has checked in now.
The Warriors have 5 players that have outscored the top scorer for the Lakers.
Caruso to Muscala. Muscala dumped it inside to Williams, wrestled it away and dunked it.
Now that.
That was aggressive.
Yes,
Jonathan
it
Williams.
Is.
Hard to the hole.
Undrafted rookie.
Cousins plays catch with McKinney and Cook. Cook up top to Jarebko. Jarebko turns and faces, finds Thompson. Thompson open, launches a jumper, no good. Williams for the rebound. Williams flipped it over to Caruso on the right wing. Caruso off a screen, pulls up, and now we get a foul on McKinney for grabbing Williams. By the way, Jamario Jones was drafted by the Santa Cruz Warriors in the G League, 18th pick. He's a 6'5 rookie from New Mexico State. Really rebounds well for his size. Was traded to the South Bay Lakers in a deal.
Only his second game in the NBA. That's exciting for him.
Lance Stevenson, handoff to Williams. Fumbled it out of bounds. Turnover. Warriors get it back.
Games like this for these guys, this is opportunity. They're not worried about the record. They're going to say, what can I do and how can I impress? And a lot of guys get their start this way.
Jones went to Hill Junior College in Texas. Broke Sean Marion's Junior College tournament record for rebounding in 5 games. Ball knocked away by Caruso out of bounds as Cook tried to throw a high post pass to Cousins. Golden State has 39 points without a free throw. Cook on the right side. Cousins up top. 10:58 to go first half. Cook off a screen. They left him alone. Jumper misfired. Jarebko tips the rebound to himself. On the left side, pass batted in the air, grabbed by Cousins. Cousins avoids Jones, feeds McKinney. Back to Boogie. Cousins up top, waits for Thompson. Curley, chased by Jones, throws back to Cousins. Fakes, one step, steps out, takes a three. No good, wide right. And Jones with the rebound. Caruso with a touch pass over to Stevenson. Bounce pass back to Jones, shoveled inside. And there's Williams again, this time with a left-handed dunk. And it's 39-16 Warriors.
You might see a little run here by the Lakers. The Warriors are a little lax right now, a little too confident.
Cousins draws a foul at the top of the key. And it's going to be a side out. Stevenson with a foul.
You can tell that the Warriors just took a deep breath and exhaled, and they're pretty relaxed.
Cook in the near wing to Thompson. If you're Cook or Jarebko or McKinney, you want to play well because playoff minutes are up in the air.
Absolutely.
Ball to Cousins, mid-post left side. Cousins looks for a cutter, finds an open man. It's McKinney above the break, 3 on the right wing, no good, and Muscala with a rebound. Warriors have taken 16 threes. They've made 7. Stevenson, hook pass to Muscala. Muscala, straight on, triple, swish. First of 3 of the night for the Lakers. They're on a little bit of a run now. 7 straight, and it's 39-19 Warriors. Pass to Cousins, steps away from Caruso, throws over to Cook. Cook with the dribble. Bounces, finds Jarebko. Curly middle, down the lane, goes up, lost the ball. It's out of bounds. He looks over at Tony Brothers and says, can you give the guy a call? Tony, forever unimpressed. Cook near side of the basket to our left. toward the Warrior bench, feeds Thompson. Thompson pressured and had Jones took it away. Jones lead out Caruso, drives on Jericho, knocked it away. Williams gets it back, and the shot's no good. Foul on McKinney. Caruso hung on the rim for a moment. Williams had nowhere to go. Fouls on McKinney for two.
You know, Jericho got Caruso perfectly at the apex, but Warriors couldn't get that rebound. And two free throws. If he makes them both, it'll be a 9-0 run to start the quarter. You could feel the momentum coming the other way, and you start relaxing. Couldn't get the ball in. He missed the free throw. Williams did.
21st game of playing for the Lakers. He's had 40 days of NBA service. He played at Missouri for 2 years and then went over to Gonzaga. He was an all-first team West Coast Conference player in 2016-2017. Slides home the free throw. And it makes one of two, 39-20 with 9:30 to go first half. Here's McKinney, left side up top to Cook. Cook dribbles over looking for Cousins. They double him. They leave Cook alone. He misfired.
The Lakers in a 2-3 zone.
Yep, came out in the zone. A lot of teams have gone to a lot of zone this year, including Brooklyn, who does it more than anybody. Shot up top by Caruso doesn't land, and Cook pulls down the rebound. Cook all the way in. Left hand up and good. Clint Cook with a hard drive to the basket.
Breaks the spell there. First hoop of the second quarter.
Lance Stevenson right wing to Caruso. Goes baseline. Pass inside to Williams, who goes up and scores again. Jonathan Williams has 9 points. He is the leading scorer for the Lakers by a long shot. It's 41-22.
Cousins didn't even attempt to block it. He was right there.
Thompson left wing. Jarepko dropped the ball, hit him in the chin. Picked up by Muscala. Caruso has it. Front court left. Caruso off a screen. Down the lane. Slow motion move. Scoop. No good. Tipped out. McKinney has it. Touch pass to Quinn Cook. Cook drives hard on Lance Stevenson. Right by him and gets the layup with a right hand.
What was Lance Stevenson doing? He had position, but I think he went for a steal. That's a sucker's play.
Some nights he plays like Lance Stevenson. Some nights like Adlai Stevenson. Throws the ball at the foot of Muscala. The ball stolen by Jarepko and kicked back by Stevenson.
You're right.
And it's going to be Warriors ball.
Adlai Stevenson lost the election in 1952. Tim.
There you go.
And that is a fact.
Dwight D, yes.
Yep. The first of
did you have your I like Ike button? Did you?
Yes, I did.
You did? Oh, nice.
Yes, I was
nice.
In second, third grade. I remember it.
Cook will take it to the right wing against this Laker defense, which has now come back to a conventional man-to-man. Cousins right elbow jumper up. They thought he got fouled. Didn't get the call. Rebound kicked out and thrown away by Stevenson. Goes out of bounds.
Ooh. Stevens will be short minutes unless he changes things. He's trying to come out. They're making a substitution, well, and he thought it was for him. He was walking off the floor.
It is for him, yes.
Okay.
Now they got six guys on the floor.
Well, he's getting... Yeah. Stevenson is taking his time.
That's still a technical foul. Cook outside right. Takes a three. Missed it. Rebound Cousins. Boogie. Waits goes up. Scored and got fouled. Strong bucket by Cousins. Warriors 45. Lakers 22.
Well, Bogut is not here, so Cousins is going to get a lot of minutes tonight. And eventually the Warriors will probably go small, and it'll be Looney at the center spot.
Looked up something the other day. Bogut is now tied all-time in the all-time block mark in the NBA. Cousins free throw up, no good. Williams the rebound, underhands it to Caldwell Pope. He's tied with a kid who came out of the University of New Orleans, Irvin Johnson, who was Bogut's mentor on the Milwaukee Bucks team he started out with. Inside layup, up and good for Jones as he got free. Jamario Jones scores. It's 45-24.
I remember the other Irvin Johnson.
That's right.
He wasn't magic.
Durant turns the ball over, knocked away. On the drive, Caldwell Pope goes up, blocked by Cousins. Jarepko with the rebound. Jarepko takes it on a four-on-four. Hand off to Cook. He's open. He'll fire for three. Buried it.
I was surprised he waited that long because Muscala came back, and I thought it might have bothered him a little, but it didn't.
Left sideline, Caldwell Pope blasting to the rim, spins up a reverse, no good. Williams, offensive rebound, missed it to the left. Cousins clears to Cook, and here come the Warriors again. Cook will accelerate down the lane, up and under, scoop to the hoop, good for Quinn Cook.
One of the most impressive finishes I've seen him make, Tim.
He has 9 points in 5 minutes for Golden State, and the Warriors lead by 26. Caldwell Pope steps out. Pump fake, leans in, bounce pass to Williams. Williams turns, they give him a 15-footer. Short, rebound, tip to the wing. Right to Caldwell Pope. Takes a baseline right, shoots a floater, in and out. The Lakers can't buy a bucket. Rebound, Cousins to Cook, to Thompson. Thompson down the near side, 6:23 to go, first half. Durant will hold the ball to run a play. Finds Jarebko wide open, top side three. Missed it. Warriors have outscored the Lakers 24-3 from three. Caldwell Pope right side. His three is up and good. Caldwell Pope leads the Lakers in three-point shooting at 35.5%.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised. That was the first one he made. Now out of four attempts.
Cook with a bounce pass cross-court to Cousins. They give him a three. He'll take the three. Missed it. And Williams back for the rebound for L.A.
Too much time, huh?
Yeah, too much time. Too wide open. Caldwell Pope. Bounce pass in traffic. Williams gets it. Missed the layup. Tip no good. Slapped out by Thompson. Right to Caruso. He waits. Chest pass to the corner. Jump around the way. It's a brick far side. Williams gets it. Off the Muscala miss. Caruso back to Muscala. Touch pass downstairs. Jones to Muscala. Knocked away by Durant. It's out of bounds to the Lakers with 8 on the shot clock and 5:29 to go in the first half. Golden State 50 and the L.A. Lakers 27. This timeout brought to you by your Bay Area Lucky and Lucky California stores. Lucky and Lucky California, the fresh way to shop. Well, the Warriors right now, that point differential the first quarter, 27. Highest in the first quarter of this season is 29 for Milwaukee, 43-14 against Atlanta. This is the highest for the Warriors in the first quarter this season. 26 was the previous high against Chicago back on January 11th. It's the second highest point differential, only the 31-point differential in the fourth quarter back in New York on October 26th. Rondo to throw it in with 8 on the clock, goes to the far corner. Wagner on the deck, guarded by Draymond. Draymond holds him off. Wagner wants no piece of that. Gets it out to McGee. Over to Rondo. Rondo off balance through the shot clock sounding, and he hits it.
He took an old-fashioned one, Tim, off of 1 foot and launched it from the waist.
50-30. Warriors up 20.
Looked like Bob Cousy.
There you go. It was a set shot. He would have looked like Larry Costello. Durant with the ball on the far wing.
It was almost a set shot.
Almost. Working on McGee. His former teammate pulls up. Jump around the way. No good. Rebound Rondo. Rondo throws ahead to McGee, who leaked out, goes up, and dunked it. The Lakers with a quick five coming out of the timeout.
Durant shot and didn't get back. He just kind of loped back, and McGee ran right by him.
Draymond Green to Curry. Stolen away by Jones. Jones has a breakaway. Lays it in. 7 straight points for the Lakers.
They've got a reasonable look here. They're only down 16.
50-34. Cook with a jumper. It's up and good for Cook.
Make it 19.
19. Cook with a three. And Quinn Cook, 12 points in 7 minutes. He is heating up and really shooting the ball well of late. Wagner to Jones to Rondo. Rondo off the screen. Curry trailing. Rondo penetrates up top to Caldwell Pope. Step back off the dribble three. Missed it. Rebound. Jones had it. Knocked away. Cook with a foul. Loose ball foul on Cook. Coming up at halftime.
Hey, thank you. As we've heard Oracle Arena memories from all kinds of folks this season, one of our favorites comes direct from a former Warriors player, the son of a Warriors legend and current ESPN analyst, John Barry, who shares a story from when he was 6 years old, and it's all coming up at the half. Tim?
That's Lawrence Scott. We'll be at halftime along with R.C. Davis. Rondo with the ball between the circles. Feeds over. Wagner. Wagner for three right side. Really high off the rim. Ball deflected outside to Durant, who hands off to Curry. 53-34 Warriors. Curry changed direction on Jones. Got fouled outside as Jones tried to play him physically. Second time in the last of 3 games.
He ran.
Quinn Cook with a double-digit quarter at 13 against Charlotte and 12 tonight.
Tim, Stephen Curry didn't like that. He ran clear off the court. He was bumped after he was way out of bounds by Jones. A little too exuberant.
Yep.
He didn't like it at all.
Cousins waiting out. Screens off Jones. Curry feeds Draymond. Three's going to be wide right, and McGee tipped the rebound. And gets it over to Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope wants to play quickly. Dribbles and almost traveled. And gets it back out to Rondo. It's close. Rondo to Caldwell Pope down to Wagner. Wagner down low. Pass deflected. Durant's going to grab it. Steps around Caldwell Pope. Now takes a big stride. Got tripped and goes down hard. A foul on Caldwell Pope. Durant is okay and will get up.
This is one of those games, Tim. You've got to be a little careful because you have a lot of different Laker players who are fighting for their lives in the NBA. And they're going to play hard. They made and they're not as skilled right now as they will be later on if they're around, or certainly as these Warrior players, their opponents.
Let's face it, these last five games, the Warriors just have to stay healthy.
Yes.
Stay healthy is the most important
yeah.
thing. Winning or losing is not as important as staying healthy.
So Durant makes the first one. And the
he gets two free throws.
I'm thinking of a play like that. You can easily get a Charlie horse. A guy comes across, his knee goes right into your thigh. And that can be something that puts you back for a week.
As usual in Los Angeles, we have a notable celebrity. Sarah Silverman came over, said hi to Coach Kerr before the game. She was very excited. And I know you were visiting with your friend Jack Nicholson just a moment ago.
Yeah, I didn't see him come in, so I said, were you late? You missed all it? He said, no, we got here right at the tip.
Okay.
So he saw the whole scenario.
Durant with a couple of free throws, 55-34 Warriors. Bad pass by Caldwell Pope, tipped out. Rondo runs it down. Down the lane, underhand on the go. It's up and good for Rondo. Rajon Rondo now with 9 points on 11 shots.
Well, once you know how to play, you know how to play.
Curry off of Durant pick. Curry left side with a dribble. Crossover on Wagner. Step back into a three. No good. Rondo with a rebound. Warriors 9 of 24 from distance. Caldwell Pope on the break. Drives hard on Draymond. Missed it. Wagner with a beautiful tip of the right hand.
Did a great job of not climbing over the back of someone. That's what I'm saying about he's very agile and long at 6'11".
Hasn't shot the ball well tonight, but
no.
He can shoot the ball. Durant with the ball on the far side. Finds Thompson. Thompson steps in. Dribbles to the foul line. Drop step. Good fake. Takes the jumper. Missed it. Rebound McGee. McGee the other way. McGee on the break. Over to Caldwell Pope. All day for the left wing and short. Rebound tipped by Looney and grabbed by Durant. Curry down the right side. Feeds Klay Thompson. Thompson just catches and fires and misses. Steve Kerr not happy right now with what his team is doing as Caldwell Pope with the rebound to Rondo to Wagner. Wagner drives in on Curry. They double him. Skipped it over to Caldwell Pope. Pump fake off the dribble, jump shot, got it.
He's getting all kinds of shots, is he not?
Yep.
He's taking 12, 13 shots tonight, Pope. Made three of them.
Steve Kerr calls a timeout. It's 55-40, closest the Lakers have been in quite some time on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors and Lakers. Lakers on a 16-5 run, so 55-40. Warriors coming off a big win against Denver in front of a raucous Oracle Arena crowd.
I was proud of the crowd tonight. They did a great job. The energy in there was impressive. And we're going to need that for the rest of the year because that was fun. When you're playing in that type of environment with stakes on the line, that's a lot of fun.
Warriors guard Klay Thompson. That was a great crowd. It felt like a playoff game all night long.
Well, the scene was set that way, Tim,
yeah.
And we broadcast it that way.
Curry on the far wing. Series of staggered screens. He gets Wagner in front of him. Throws to Looney because they want to get the ball to Durant. Durant back to Curry off a flare screen. Jumper got it. Wagner not ready to guard him from outside. The three by Curry makes it 58-40.
His first score, Tim.
First bucket for Curry. 1 of 5 from the floor. Rondo, shiver move to the right side. Backs up to the corner, guarded by Looney. Rondo wants to take him off the dribble, gets the paint. Tries the okie-dokie move, can't make it work. Wagner gets it behind the back, stolen by Looney. Looney feeds Durant. By Looney with a nice steal. Here comes KD. KD, Curry comes over, sets the screen. Bad pass by Durant, right to Rondo. Rondo drives on Curry, tied up. Curry stripped it out of bounds. Lakers will get it back with 20 to shoot.
Rondo saw that coming from Durant. He ran it perfectly, stepped into the passing lane, and Kevin was trying to make it automatic. Now they're trying to get Curry on the board here, Tim. That last play, simple little play, hit the post, split, and he got an open and got to hit the three.
Caruso comes in, and Jamario Jones sits out.
So far, Caruso has not been great. You don't want to make him the great Caruso.
You don't want to make him the great Caruso. You don't want to hear that voice. We'll keep him quiet. Rondo off the screen. Rotates to Caldwell Pope. Middle of the floor. Step back on Looney. Looney locked him up. Caruso pump fake. Shot clock at 9. Skipped across court to Rondo. Long, deep three, no good. Caruso with a jam. Fly to the air and dunked it. Kevin Durant never saw him coming. Wow.
Well, his first hoop of the night after six misses. And that was pretty great.
That was outstanding.
Oh, listen to the crowd.
Draymond Green to Curry. Fingertip release down the lane. Over McGee. It's up and good. 60-42. Rondo throws back to McGee. Rondo catches. Right corner. Got it to Caldwell Pope. Fades and fires over Klay Thompson. It's short. Rebound Curry. Lakers shooting at 32%. Curry puts on the brakes with 20 seconds to go in the half. A difference of 2 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Curry waiting. Caruso there. Waiting now. Takes it to the far side. Holding now. Lakers don't have a foul to give. Curry drives on Caruso with three on the clock. Down the lane. Blocked by McGee. It's out of bounds. 0.6 on the clock. It's going to be Warriors ball. Curry wanted a foul. Lakers wanted the ball. Ball be inbound at far side of the basket. Two are left with 0.6. Curry looks for Thompson. He had Thompson open. Throws it instead to Draymond. The shot's up. It's good. Boy, that was quick.
I don't know how Stephen Curry threaded that pass right through
but
the arms.
That was a quick 0.6. Wow. 1.9 to go in the half. Rondo cross court to Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope takes it, fires, good if it goes. It's off the back rim, no good. And we're at halftime here in L.A. The Golden State Warriors leading the Los Angeles Lakers 60-42 at the break. 13 for KD, 12 for Cook, and 10 for DeMarcus Cousins. Lakers yet to get a player in to double figures. Lauren Scott with John Barry, R.C. Davis with a look around the NBA. That's coming your way next on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Getting set for the start of the second half, Tim Roy courtside along with Jim Barnett. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Protect your company's home court. 60-42 at the break. Warriors out shooting the Lakers 49-31.7. Lakers with the seven of their players that would be in the rotation sitting out tonight. Well, with a possible exception of Tyson Chandler. But certainly six of their rotation players are sidelined tonight for the Lakers. Since Christmas Day, that's when things unraveled for L.A. with the hamstring injury to LeBron James. Actually, it was a groin injury. The Lakers went 6-11 in the 17 games that he missed. And then, Jim, I think what the other part of the equation is, after the agent for Anthony Davis, who was also the agent for LeBron James,
yes,
we should mention,
yes,
made Anthony Davis go public with his trade demand. And then a lot of the younger players, I think, got rattled by that because their names were in trade talks for the first time, and they haven't been the same since.
No, no question about it, Tim. I mean, when you're talking about Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, and all those, yes, they were shaken. And it's just been very a big upheaval and very disjointed ever since then. And I have no idea why that became public, because it hurt both sides. It hurt the Lakers, and it also hurt Anthony Davis and the New Orleans team. Haven't been the same
it
since.
It blew up their season.
Yes, it has.
For the Warriors, since that Christmas Day meeting, their 30-12 best record in the league, Lakers 15-29, 25th in the league. All part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your pizzas and salads ordered online at mountainmikespizza.com. Warriors have an 18-point lead as we start the second half, Jim.
Well, the one thing they've got to do is keep playing great defense, get after it, take care of the basketball. Then they'll take care of the game. All of a sudden, the Lakers could start getting hot. And if that happens, you don't have that much room. I mean, they're up by 18, but that can change and dissipate quickly. The Warriors, 8 of 24 in that second quarter shooting, including 3 of 14 from three-point range.
Well, the Lakers have the ball to start the second half. They're attacking the basket to our left. Rondo with it with McGee, Caruso, Wagner, and Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope over to Wagner. Wagner left side spins on Durant, traveled, and turns it over. Young German throws the ball to the side. Played his college ball in Michigan.
3 years.
Good pick-and-pop type guy in college.
Well, he's a modern big man because he can shoot a three. And tonight, though, he's been reluctant to do that. He's trying to get inside.
Draymond Green, Rondo wrapping up Curry on the one side. Draymond's wide open. They missed him. Draymond waving his arms. They couldn't see him. Durant right side doubled over to Cousins. Cousins dribbles down the lane. Goes up into Draymond. Knocked away by McGee. McGee's outlet deflected by Curry. It's out of bounds. And it will go to L.A. at midcourt. Draymond Green was so wide open. He was trying to wave semaphore flags over there to try to get their attention. Couldn't do it. If you're too young, Google it. Rondo, pick and roll with McGee. Rondo down the lane, one-hander on the go. Back rim miss. McGee over the back, tipped it out of bounds. Warriors will get it. 44 seconds gone by here in the third, and it's still a 60-42 Warriors advantage. Curry down the right side, floats it to Durant. Doubled, skipped it over to Draymond. Draymond, dribble handoff to Thompson. Thompson back to Draymond, goes in, throws it out. Cousins down the lane, goes up, stripped out of bounds. And the Warriors get it back. 11 to shoot.
I have to say, Tim, this is not a worthy opponent so far tonight. You can just see it got out to that 27-point lead, and it's just been sloppy.
Lob into Durant, throws in the Cousins. He's fouled by McGee on the catch. And so the Warriors will have the shot clock get reset to 14.
It's a tough game to coach for Steve Kerr because you want him to play well. You want him to get ready. Only five more games remaining after this one.
And Durant will throw it in. He'd like nothing more than a great start in this third quarter and get his starters off the floor.
Exactly.
Cousins right side goes up, trying the hammer dunk. No good. Draymond with a rebound. Shovel it out to Curry. Curry back to Draymond. One dribble. Finger rolled it up. That's a goaltend. 2 points. JaVale McGee coming over. He's going to plead his case.
I think he's right. I think it was a good block, Tim.
Tony Brothers with, and the officiating crew with the call.
Green tried to outquick him. And it was close to the apex, but I think he still got it on the way up.
Rondo between the circles. Rondo bounce pass to Caldwell Pope. Fades and fires from 15. Popped out. Durant with a rebound. Durant looped it over to Curry. Curry on the go. Behind the back to Draymond. Draymond to the trailing Durant. Right side to Thompson, who's unguarded for some reason. And he takes a three and says, thank you very much. 65-42 Warriors.
He's made three tonight. Warriors have made 11.
Scoring the Lakers 33-9. Wagner goes inside. Block, whistle, and a foul. It's on Kevin Durant. And Wagner will shoot two.
It's only his 40th game for Wagner. He's going to be okay.
I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, I do too. The last two games, he's gotten more minutes. He's getting a lot of minutes tonight as well.
Kevin Durant needs two rebounds to tie Anthony Mason, 58th all-time in the defensive rebounding list.
Anthony Mason, who's not with us anymore, surprisingly.
Yeah.
He was tough. For his size, he played much bigger than his height, didn't
you? You could not move him. Yeah. He got the ball in the box, started backing you down.
Really was terrific in New York.
Two free throws good for Wagner, and it's 65-44. Curry with the dribble handoff to Klay Thompson. Draymond Green catches middle, turns and looks, fakes a handoff to Durant, now drives down the lane, back to KD for a dunk. Beautiful playmaking by Draymond.
Isn't that a pretty two-on-one in the half court? Beautifully done.
By your three and your four guy, with a four guy handling. Caldwell Pope behind the back, Wagner pump fake, drives on Cousins, gets it off early, reaches up and scores.
He got a step on him and DeMarcus could not quite recover. DeMarcus feels like he was held from going up on the left hand.
Curry off a screen for Draymond, launches, misses a three, stepping out for the rebound, Rondo. Rondo head up with the dribble, behind the back to Caldwell Pope. Pulls up from 18 over Cousins, too strong, and defensive rebound, Draymond. Midcourt Durant, no break to speak of. Throws it ahead to Thompson anyway in the left corner. He's going to back down Rondo, turns, looped it up top, Cousins, finds Draymond straight on. Draymond's three attempt, good. And again, got just enough arc on the ball to get it over the front rim. It's 70-46 Warriors.
He's made two tonight, and if he'd have gotten the other one off in time, it would be three.
Crusoe dribble drive, spins it up, no good. Tip by McGee. Second chance for JaVale McGee is up and good.
I'm impressed with him, Tim. I really am.
Staying with the play and with the season. Cousins outside right. Throws to Draymond. Looks to shoot, does not. Gets it back to Cousins. His three's up and no good.
He's got two in and out.
Boy, I know. McGee gets it to Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope on the right wing. Screen by McGee. Caldwell Pope throws to Rondo. Low pass. Good catch. But no, Wagner couldn't get it. That's grabbed by Cousins.
Went through the wickets.
Yeah, but that's Rondo's fault. That pass was not. Got to put it up higher for Big Guy.
Of course.
Down low right. Thompson goes up. Hand off. Draymond goes. Lays it in. Left side. Good.
Well, they're stretching it out and making two-on-one, and they're splitting the big man in McGee. Make him commit, and you get an easy one on the other side.
Warriors have never trailed this game. They've led by as many as 27. They're up 72-48. Caruso goes up. Back to the basket. Goes reverse and spun it home.
Made two pretty good moves at the basket now. Yep. For his two baskets.
Draymond Green to the trailing Cousins. Cousins, they leave Malone. Has all day to shoot. He does and hits. Three ball for DeMarcus Cousins.
Right in the wickets there, down to the net.
I don't care what your scouting report says, but if he starts to shoot it, you got to get out there and get a hand up. Caldwell Pope, air balls to three. Curry the rebound. Curry bounce pass to Thompson. In traffic, steps out for a three. It's up and no good. Caruso clears to Rondo. Rondo to Caldwell Pope.
He's not shy, is he?
Caldwell Pope drives in, puts up a bad shot, caught his own miss, and that's a travel. What did you say about the why?
Listen to that. Look at his shot attempts tonight.
Who's that?
Caldwell Pope.
3 of 19, yeah. 1 of 9.
I said he's not shy. I mean, my gosh, he's gunning every time.
The light is always green.
3 of 19, though. You got to be a little embarrassed, and you want to, you know, you're playing with younger players. You want to be a little role model, wouldn't you expect?
Ooh. Curry down the near side to Durant. Back to Cousins, back to KD. KD, no look to Cousins. Straight on, another three for Boogie. Got another one. Cousins now 2 of 6 from distance. The Warriors have made 14 threes.
They'll do it again next time, Tim. I guarantee he's going to set him up again.
Largest lead of the night, 28 points. Caruso, in deep. Muscala shoveled it back to Caruso. Triple up and good for Caruso, who's starting to get his sea legs in this game. 78-53. Durant will take it across the timeline. Takes it to the right sideline. 6:44 left in the third. Cousins, high post. One hand on the ball. Waits. Backdoor cut. Thompson. Thompson goes reverse. Missed it. Got fouled. Hit on the head by McGee. Clay will shoot two when we come back. 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors 78, Lakers 53. On the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Back in Los Angeles here, the Cyber Policy Broadcast booth. Warriors return home to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow night. Second to last regular season game at Oracle. Can you believe that? Only two regular season games left at Oracle. This year has flown by. 78-53. Warriors lead by 25. It's been an 18-11 quarter. Golden State a moment ago had their largest lead of the game, which was 78-50. Klay Thompson will be at the free throw line to shoot two. DeMarcus Cousins coming back on the floor. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Warriors Radio Network. First free throw on the way for Klay is up and good. 79-53. Warriors ending with a busy stretch of games. 3 and 4 nights starting tonight.
Yes. By the way, this is
5 and 7, counting New Orleans and Memphis.
Only the fifth free throw the Warriors have shot today. They've been pushing the ball up the floor.
Yep. Free throw is good for Klay, 80-53. Only starter not in double figures, Steph Curry. Rondo down the lane, right hand, gets into the corner. There's Muscala, he'll fire, too strong. Durant pulls down the rebound, hand off to Curry. Warriors not in break mode here, and Curry will walk it up down the near wing. Throws over to Draymond. Draymond to Klay Thompson. Klay waiting. Durant trying to establish position at the high post.
You're looking for Curry here.
Bothered by Caruso. Durant over the shoulder looking. Dribble. Hand off Curry. Curry behind the screen. Dribbling. 2 on the clock. Got to go. Gets inside. Releases it. It's up and good. Off the glass with the buzzer sounding.
And he was pinched inside there. Or outside by Stevenson.
Stevenson. Chest pass to Caruso. Calls up McGee, gets a screen. Caruso, cross screen on the free throw line. Goes to the right baseline. Goes underneath. Throws up a tough shot over Cousins. It's up and good.
He knows how to do reverse layups and use that English, Tim.
See, he's got a little jab to his game. And he's a free agent in the offseason. They'll be I think some teams interested in getting his services. Right side, Clay Thompson. Deep two, no good. McGee with a rebound. Rondo circles back, takes the outlet. Rondo pounding the dribble, middle. Off a screen by McGee. Cruising the baseline, comes out the other side, throws it away. Sails out of bounds, and the Warriors will have it. Over by some player who used to play in some town, was it Riverside? Across the way there?
Oh, Reggie Miller?
Yes.
Yes. Riverside. Riverside Poly High School.
There you go.
Barry Bonds went to Poly High School.
There you go. Cousins handoff. Curry left side. Curry splits. Traffic goes up, and McGee blocked it. Curry grabbed it. Out to Draymond. Back to Curry. Quick release. And a no, it popped in and out. That did everything but go down for Curry on the three. On the right wing. Rondo deep three. That's up and no good. Cousins defensive rebound.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Leads the break to Draymond. Draymond hustles in. Bounce pass Curry. Baseline back to Draymond. Draymond bounce pass back to Curry. This time right corner three. No good. Draymond offensive rebound. Finds Klay Thompson. No look to Cousins. His three. Top of the key. Swish.
His third of the quarter. I got to clean it up, Tim.
Get.
Barry Bonds went to Sarah High School in San Mateo. His
did,
father,
yeah.
Bobby Bonds.
There you go.
I knew Bobby.
Rebound to Cousins.
So, no tweets necessary.
Exactly. Cousins down the near side. Moves on McGee. Goes up and dumps it down with the right hand. A 32-point lead for the Dubs. 87-55 of the Lakers. What time?
Pace too fast to get a story in.
It is.
But now we have a timeout.
Going too quick. Stories aplenty when we continue. Warriors 87, Lakers 55 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. DeMarcus Cousins, last two nights out, 49 points, 23 rebounds, 21 of 34 from the field with five made threes. He's got 21 and 10. Back-to-back 20 and 10 games. Four of the season. And point, just showing his versatility last couple of times up and down the floor with a dunk, and then of course also with a three before that, looking forward to his first playoff experience.
Feels amazing, man. You know, I've worked my ass off to get to this point, so you know, I plan on leaving it all on the floor, taking full advantage of it, and you know, hopefully y'all can appreciate what y'all see.
Lance Stevenson with the first possession, knocks down a three for the Lakers. His first bucket of the night, coming with 3:56 to go in the third, and that makes it 87-58 Warriors. Cuts the lead down from a game high 32 to 29. Curry high post to Draymond. Right side Durant, bounce pass down for Looney, who's on the floor along with McKinney. Durant back to Looney, give and go, flies in, two-hand rip for Kevon. 89-58, 3:34 to go. Stevenson trying to go two in a row. Back rim high in the air. Ball deflected out of bounds. It's off of Golden State. And Los Angeles will still have it. Damian Lee comes in. Kevin Durant to sit down. Williams checks in for the Lakers.
He was effective in the first half. He fights it. I tell you what, you better block him off.
Stevenson leans in on McKinney on the left sideline. Takes a jumper. Back rim no good. Run down by Jones. Jones hand off to Williams. Williams takes it in deep. Jump hook left hand popped out. Loose rebound Damian Lee. And now he'll give it to relative Steph Curry. Back to Lee. Lee left sideline. Poe goes for a three. Rounded home.
He's a great standstill shooter, Tim, and that's where he is at his best. They don't get on him, he can knock it down.
92-58. Rondo probing the defense up top. Gets a switch guarded by Looney. Throws to Stevenson the far wing. Stevenson checks the clock. Dribbles twice on Lee. Fires it up from 18. Knocked it down. Once he hits a couple, he thinks he's going to hit everyone.
That's why you know he's going to shoot.
Yeah.
He's going to walk right into it.
Looney, far wing. Curry sheds a defender, catches, takes about a 26-footer. That's off the front rim, no good.
He just never got into rhythm. He's 3 of 12 tonight, 1 of 8 from 3.
Hasn't played well against the Lakers this year. Stevenson takes a 3 right side, barely grazed the rim, drops straight down. Damian Lee bumped off his path by Stevenson, maintains the dribble, throws to McKinney. McKinney open, but doesn't look at the bucket. Rotates it to Draymond, back over to Lee. Lee on the sideline. Takes his man downstairs, shoots over Jones, a little fadeaway jumper, turning right shoulder.
I think he surprised the defense on that one.
Absolutely. 34-point lead for the Warriors, their largest. That gets Kevin Durant up the bench and says, hey, I like that. paraphrasing, of course. Moscow on the right wing. Holding, waiting to Stevenson. Stevenson up top. Waits, and now looks over to Jones. Jones not afraid to fire. That's a three that does not draw iron. Looney and Curry with a rebound. Curry falls down, and a late call. Williams with a trip, and that will go against L.A. Jonathan Williams, 6'9", 228, 23-year-old undrafted rookie from Gonzaga.
And by the way, Curry's got the ball now coming across half court. They scored 39 points in the first quarter. It was 0 for 3, so he never had a chance to get rid of them. Everybody else was scoring.
Damian Lee misfires on three from the left wing, and Stevenson able to pull it down with a minute 25 to go in the third. Stevenson, met by Draymond, rotates to Muscala. He'll launch topside, buried it.
Well, they gave up a lot to get him.
Well, they needed shooting, and that they thought that Muscala and Bullock would be pieces to help them toward a playoff run. Did not pan out that way. Draymond Green shoveled his pass, saved by Curry. Curry avoids a steal from Jones, goes behind the back, step back, fadeaway, three, nothing there. Muscala, defensive rebound. Rondo with it. Rondo head up. Finds a man in the corner. It's Jones. Back to Rondo. He'll take another three, and that's good. Rondo, his first, or second three of the night. 2 of 8. Here comes Draymond Green, leaves it for Looney to the corner. There's McKinney. From the left side, corner three goes off the rim. 40 seconds to go. 94-66 Warriors. Back and forth we go. And what at times has been scrimmage line. Rondo to Stevenson.
Can't believe Rondo has one more three than Curry.
Ball downstairs. Jones gets it to Muscala. Cross-court skip to Rondo. Rondo driving on Lee. Feeds over to Jones. He'll fake. Taking contested three. It's a front rim miss. Williams with a rebound. Stripped by Looney. He was called for a foul.
But he made a mistake. Put it on the floor. He put that in a very vulnerable position. And he's lucky to come away with a foul. He was going to go up and try to dunk it, Tim. That's why a little crab dribble to get his steps together.
Mike Muscala, by the way, the rare Bucknell Bison in the NBA. Rondo with it.
Well, he's got something to fall back on. It doesn't work here.
Rondo dribbling, gives it to Stevenson. Jab step, now dribbles and fades and fires. Another three, in and out as the horn sounds, and the quarter is over. 12 minutes left here in Los Angeles. The Warriors start the fourth quarter on top 94-66. Here on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Game time summary, of course, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. We started the fourth quarter. Basically, the summary is this. The Warriors are healthy, coming in with maybe the best team in the association. And the Lakers are banged up with six of their rotation players, plus Tyson Chandler on the sideline. The result, the Warriors have led by as many as 32, and they lead 94-66 at the end of three. Golden State shooting 48.7%. 32.6 for the Lakers. Warriors have four of their five starters in double figures, and the only one not in double figures, Stephen Curry. Mountain Mike's also our sponsor for our Twitter question. Where and how are you listening? And tonight, do you expect the LA Lakers to be back into the playoff mix in the West next year? Here's how you do it. Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Box. You can also hit up JB at UOGrad66. Or send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. That's timroy@warriors.com. We try to get to as many as we can. Warriors on top and in control of this game.
Well, they've taken 41 threes, Tim, and they've made 16. Now the Lakers are 7 of 35, but coming in the last two games, the Lakers had launched, ready, 77 threes.
Wow. It's a three league right now. Cook with a bounce pass to Jarebko. Turns, drives on Muscala. Step back by Jonas. Back rim, no good. Jarebko, Bell, Lee, Thompson, and Cook for the Warriors. Caruso, Stevenson, Muscala, Jones, and Williams for the Lakers. Muscala left side, dribbles the baseline, puts on the brakes, shoots a little fadeaway air ball. There's Williams again. Another offensive rebound and a dunk and a foul.
I think Jarebko forgot that he was left-handed. He went up to block the right hand. And he couldn't. He was inside, so he couldn't see the ball. And when he went up, it came up in his left hand, and he flushed it down.
Coming in tonight, the magic number for the clinch the one seed is 3. So barring anything miraculous and spectacular from the LA side of things, It'll be down to two after this. Free throw by Williams, no good. Warriors get the board via Lee, and the handoff to Cook. Lee to Jarebko. He'll turn and face. Left-hand handoff to Clay Thompson. Shot clock at 10. Fakes Caruso. Drives on Caruso. Takes the hit. Fades and fires. Shot up from a tough angle. No good. Caruso with a rebound.
Initially wanted a screen up top, but Jarebko vacated the area.
Caruso dribbling in traffic. Knocked away by Jarebko. Picked up. Loose ball by the Lakers. Inside Williams from Stevenson. Finds Muscala. It's a corner three, and it's good.
Warriors had the ball and had a layup at the other end. But Clay lost it back.
94-71. 5 points for the Lakers to start the fourth quarter. Cook to Bell. Bell up top. Back to Cook. Grabs it. Goes to the right baseline. Terminates the dribble. On the bounce to Jarebko. Toss to Clay Thompson. Five to shoot. Step back fadeaway at the key. Short. And the rebound collected by Stevenson. Stevenson on the go on the left side. Waits and backs it out to Muscala. Right sideline, Caruso. There's college ball, Texas A&M. Entry pass for Williams and a foul by Cook from behind.
Yeah, they tried to get in because he had Cook behind him. It would have been an easy dunk.
Williams with a double-double. He's got 11 points and 10 boards.
This is only his 21st game that he's played.
Yep. Stevenson on the right sideline. Stevenson bounce pass to the cutter. Inside. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. Off Jones. And the Warriors will get it.
You know, if you're just patient with that, you fake. Your defensive man is running. He's going to go right by you and have an easy layup.
Jarebko. One dribble to Cook. Cook chased outside by Caruso. Belled the screen. Lakers got to play hard this fourth quarter because you got guys on the floor. Three of them at least are playing for their NBA career.
Correct.
Bell. Pull-up jumper, 15-footer, pop, no good. Williams for the rebound. That's his 11th board of the night. Caruso will take it front court, 9:45 left. Warriors on top, 94-71. Caruso, slow-motion move, missed the layup ball, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Bell. His last five games, I think, are important for Jordan Bell. He's got to be active and show the coaching staff that he is locked in.
And then he can run the offense and knows what's going on.
Stevenson catches and fires. Left side, three short. Bell, defensive rebound. Golden State looking for their first points of the fourth quarter. Cook feeds Bell inside. He'll turn, he'll shoot, and bank it home.
Well, they let him have the position that he wanted. No one fought him for it.
Yep.
I think Caruso with the ball right now, I think he's more than serviceable.
Oh, I think somebody's got to sign him to a contract this offseason. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He has shown more than enough in this final few weeks. Caruso drives it under Jarebko, leaves it for Muscala, fadeaway three, and he has his rhythm going now. He's at double figures. 96-73. Actually, it was a two, apparently. Might be a three. Cooks is a three and misses wide left. Williams the rebound, gives it off to Caruso. Caruso over to Stevenson, back to Caruso. At times tonight, I've had flashbacks of the early 2000s, but with the score reversed, Williams dribbling it on Thompson. Wants to go, pounding, turns, jump hook out of the way, misses it, out of bounds.
He had to force that up to him because the three-second violation was coming. He did not get...
So if he kept dribbling, the shot clock violation was going to come, too.
The thing is, he didn't get close enough to the basket. He didn't get where he wanted. He was held out of the lane there, and so he had to take that little jump, kind of a half jump hook, jump left handed shot.
Stevenson out. Isaac Bonga, young man from Germany, rookie. 19 years old, 6'8", 180 pounds. He's back on the floor. On the floor, first time tonight for L.A. Cook with an entry pass to Bell. Back to Cook, give and go. Inside, he got grabbed. I mean, held, jersey, body, the whole bit. Are they going to give Cook shots? And they're going to give it a side out.
So they have two players, Wagner and Bonga, from Deutschland.
Clay Thompson will throw in. Damian Lee rotates over to Jarebko. Jarebko for three, got it. Jarebko from downtown. 99-73 Warriors. Of course, we may be seeing the last of the best German, Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks. Kind of opened the door for guys like Isaac Bonga and Schroeder. Ball from Caruso, knocked away, picked up by Cook. Cook down the near wing.
Pass it ahead.
Behind the back, dribbling all the way, spins, drives down the lane, now feeds to Bell. Back to Cook, he'll take it left corner. Cook with the dribble, working on Muscala. Comes middle. Head fake, dribble drive. Now leaves it for Jarebko. Jarebko will drive the middle. Goes up and turning mid shot, no good. Rebound tip. Bonga the rebound. Bonga fouled by Klay Thompson, reaches out to stop the play. And that will halt the clock. 7:38 to go. Klay had also spied Jacob Evans at the scorer's table, so he wanted to
get him in.
Get him in so he could get out. Klay's night is done.
3 of 11. Curry, 3 of 14. They combined 6 of 25 tonight. And 4 of 16, well, 25% from 3.
Think about that. Six of 25. Uh-huh. And the Warriors have a 26-point lead.
I know. It's...
Mo Wagner in. Muscala out. Bonga takes a hand off topside. Lobbins to Williams off his head. Deflected away. Cook with the ball. Cook to the timeline. Cook waiting. Dribbling. Crossover dribble on Bonga. Spins on him. Step back jumper. Cook up and good. He was hunting a shot the last two times down. And finally got it.
I've got to say, he's a lot better at creating a shot than he was
a year ago. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
His confidence. Bonga takes Evans down low. Bonga waits. Dribbles in. Throws it out. Tipped by Cook. Grabbed by Caruso. Nifty behind the back. Dribble feeds Wagner for a left baseline pop. That's off the front rim. One-handed up and in by Bonga.
Ooh, nice tip.
101-75. Evans with the ball. Beats over to Cook. 6:46 to go in the game. Jarebko to Cook outside. Cook will launch. It's a two, and it's good. Confidence in his shot is an all-time high in his NBA career right now. So, 16 points for Cook on 7 of 11 shooting.
Then you're not afraid to put him in the playoffs.
Cook fouls Caruso from behind. That gets us to a timeout. 6:30 to go in the game. Warriors 103, Lakers 75. On the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Mid-court conversation, Kevin Durant and LeBron James. They share a jovial word and walk away. 6:30 to go, 103-75. Warriors with the lead. They've been in complete control of this game from the opening tip. Lakers without LeBron James, without Lonzo Ball, without Jason Hart, who I really like as a player. Brandon Ingram out as well. And Kyle Kuzma out. Tyson Chandler out. Reggie Bullock out. Lakers have the ball, front court left. Caruso, who's a soccer fan, big fan of Man City, so he likes the powder blue. Ball thrown into Bonga. Bonga to Caruso, left side. I have to root for Liverpool. I have a neighbor who is from there. I root for them, so I never walk alone. Caruso, crossover dribble. Drives on Bell, goes up with a right-hand floater. No good, tipped around, it's out of bounds. I will say this, Jim, about...
Yeah.
This one young player out of Los Angeles, Jonathan Williams, he might have a career in this league by simply being a tenacious rebounder.
Exactly. That's what I said. You've got to block him off the board.
Caruso, left of the basket to our left, looped it way up top to Wagner. To Bonga. Bonga, one-on-one on Evans. Backs him up on the dribble, whistle, and it's a foul. So hand check by Evans. Going to put Bonga to the free throw line.
Williams has 12 rebounds in 20 minutes,
yeah,
to be specific, tonight.
Now, the Warriors have done...
And they're six at the offensive end, by the way.
A number of great things in the second half, one of which is they have yet to have a turnover in this second half. At 13 at the break, free throw is up and no good. It's still 103-75.
Well, that's one of the reasons, even though the Lakers have scored a little bit, they've kept that lead because they did not turn the ball over. After having, in the first half, 13 turnovers.
Bonga hits the second, 103-76.
That's where they are now after a quarter and a half.
Evans with the ball on the far wing. On the bounce, got it to Bell. Answer some of our Twitter questions as Bell goes in, misses a dunk, challenged by Wagner, who pulled it away. The ball on the far wing. Spinning is Bonga, who falls down on the play with the ball. Loose ball on the deck. Jarebko comes up with it. His pass ill-advised. Bonga falls down again. And this time it's a foul on Evans, his second.
Tough place for Jarebko. He got snookered there. He was sandwiched just outside the lane. And there was no one. Everybody else was out half court or beyond, except for one player. And then he got overplayed. And he'll pick up the turnover.
Vince checks in on the website, sitting on a friend's couch, babysitting. Says Lakers will need another year or four good free agents. The Master wants to know, is James finished with the Lakers? I would say no. He's got 3 years left on his contract. So
yeah, so no when he was talking with Kevin Durant at the time out there at half court, there are no rumors. He's not going to, LeBron's not leaving here and going to New York.
Baga makes one of two again. It's 103-77.
We'll read something about that.
Evans gets the bell. Well, I always like when New York comes to a town, then the first story out is that team's star player. They ask him, would you like to play in New York? He says, yeah, that'd be fun. And the next rumor is that, oh, he wants to play in New York. Evans with a jumper, misfires from about 20, hit nothing but glass. Ball skipped over. Caruso to Jones. Good crossover. No look to Williams for a dunk. Left-hand dunk coming down the lane. 103-79. Golden State with the advantage.
Williams got 13 and 12 now. That's a nice double-double.
Nice production. Bell backing down. Caruso on the switch. Shoots a fadeaway jumper way short. Wagner the rebound.
Got to run the offense here.
Caruso to Jones. Jones backs up Evans with a dribble. Shovel to Wagner. Leaves it for Caruso. Caruso back to Wagner. Give and go. Goes up for the dunk. Missed it, but was fouled. Challenged at the rim by McKinney.
Did McKinney hit the net as well? If he did, that basket should count. The rim moved because of the dunk, but maybe that negated everything right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think because he went for the dunk and got the rim, that when McKinney came in the net, kind of took that away.
I agree.
By the way, our Twitter question always brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Steve Kerr, on what Bell brings to the table for the Warriors.
Well, what I like about Jordan is his athleticism and his energy. And that's the role that he suits us for. And I think he's done a really good job of that in recent weeks. He's had some very good games for us.
Wagner with two free throws makes it 103-81.
If Bell rebounds, runs the offense, and plays defense, he'll play.
Cook penetrates the paint. Shovel to McKinney. Up top, Jeremko. Pump fake. Flyby. Steps out for another three. Missed it. Rebound, Bonga. Bonga goes behind the back. He's got sleeves from his upper thighs all the way down to his ankles. Caruso off a pick by Williams. Leaves for Jones. Shovel pass deflected inside away by Jeremko. It's out of bounds. Warriors couldn't save it. He tipped it to a bad spot on the baseline. Nobody was near there.
Bonga and Williams both have those kinds of sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to the top of the socks.
11 on the shot clock. Bad pass run down by Wagner up top. Wagner, cross-court pass to Williams. Steps around Bell, down the lane, and accelerates for a dunk.
Tim, he was 3 feet above the rim with that.
He took one step like he was hitting a trampoline. 103-83, this group getting beat by the end of the bench guys from the Lakers. Cook now spins, goes up in traffic, blocked away. Wagner, one big dribble, steps back. Cook late getting up, and now here comes Jones. 5-on-4. Wagner stumbles and travels.
I'm not sure about that. It looked like a travel, but I think
might have dragged the pivot foot, I think, is what they're saying.
Kind of a discontinued dribble.
3:44 to go, a timeout. We'll debate the travel call during the break. The Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 3:44 to go. Warriors lead by 20. They've led the entire way. They've led by as many as 34. Tim Roy courtside with Jim Barnett. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Gene checks in on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX. He's listening on 95.7 The Game. He always enjoys the broadcast when JB stops by. And Damian Lee comes back on the floor for Golden State along with Bell, Evans, Cook, and Jeremko. Cook with a dribble for Bell. Evans up top with a touch. Jacob Evans recalled from Santa Cruz after the C-Dubs were eliminated in the G League playoffs. Lee to Evans, who drops the ball, gets it back off the deflection. Seven to shoot, drives down the lane. It's rejected by Bonga. As Evans took it the trouble, the ball kicked out to Caruso on the far wing. Caruso with the dribble.
He didn't expect him to recover that quickly.
Bonga outside right. Dribbles to the baseline. Spins on Lee. Shoveled out to Wagner. Wagner rocks into a net. Rainbow jumper up and good. That's what he does best.
Yeah, and when he's so much more effective, Tim, when he's within shooting range, inside the top of the circle there. And then he's got things to operate with.
Looking a little bit like the Denver game. in the sense of the Warriors had a huge lead. Then the fourth quarter, the team cuts into the advantage. Kick ball on a pass on the wing by Evans. Baga kicked it out of bounds. Cook will throw it in.
But I'm just seeing a little thing there. The Lakers expected to have $43 million in cap space at the end of the year.
It's a lot of money. Got to spend it the right way. Damian Lee, jumper right side. That's up and good for Damian Lee.
I think he plays better up here than he does in the G League, Kim.
I think so, too.
Really
he's got
do.
A nice shot.
He's
really got a nice shot.
He's more comfortable. He doesn't force the issue.
Baga sweeping the ball through, guarded by Evans. Lob inside, dunk. Williams goes back door on Bell. And Bell never able to recover.
Great to be able to keep a guy at a minimum, and that's what you got with Williams.
106-87. Jarebko. Good overplay by Wagner on Cook. So Jarebko comes the other way. Right wing to Lee. Lee with 10 on the clock. 2:08 to go. Lee. Bell doesn't really set a screen. Ball deflected. Goes to Jarebko. Blocked by Williams. Knocked away. Caruso's got it. Flip ahead to Jones. Jones takes his time. Rejected by Bell, who came back for the block. Jarebko the other way. And Jarebko dribbles the ball out of bounds. So if you had 1:54 to go in the game, the first time someone either caught the ball or dribbled it while being out of bounds, you are tonight's winner.
Yeah, his left foot. He tried to tightrope that because they had a fast break. His left foot right on the line.
Caruso with the ball at midcourt. Many have started to head out into the Southern California night. Turnover. Evans gets it to Cook. Cook goes all the way. Spins it up with the left hand. Good.
He's pretty nifty around the rim, isn't he? On a fast break, Tim?
He is.
And he's got 18 tonight.
8 of 13 shooting.
Wow.
18 without a free throw. Warriors put up 108 with only 5 free throw attempts tonight. Wagner, double team, fights his way through it. Banged by Jarebko. Drop step, off balance, good, and a foul.
Well, Germany beat Sweden on that one.
Yeah.
Patience. A little bit of power inside and a drop step. Did a drop step. That didn't get him anywhere. And all of a sudden, he crossed through and went with the left hand. Kind of a different move that Jarebko didn't anticipate.
3-point play. 28-point lead. Warriors 108. LA 90. Evans pulls up. Takes top of the key jumper. Way too strong off the backboard. That one had some heat on it. Right side, Caruso. Caruso's pass knocked away by Lee. Chest pass to Bell. Bell back to Lee. Right corner, dribbles around Wagner. Throws to Bell. Back to Lee. Top side, 58 seconds to go. Whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the Lakers, and it's going to be on Wagner.
Those passes, these guys are quick and long arms in the NBA. You can't throw it through the teeth of the defense. That was going to be a turnover.
Cook will put it in. Bounce pass to Bell. Bell holding top of the key. 10 to shoot. Takes a dribble, takes a jumper. Off the rim and glass. No good. 49 seconds to go. Warriors will win this wire to wire. Bonga to Wagner. Drives on Evans. Powers his way in. Just backed him up. No good. Rebound. Cleared by Bell. Jarebko handoff to Cook, who wasn't looking. Has to go back to get the ball. And now takes it to the front court. Finds Jarebko. 28 seconds to go. Jonas will shoot. It's up and no good. And there's a one-second differential between the two clocks. Jones will dribble. Shoveled it back out to Baga. Back over to Jones. Jones for three, right wing. Nothing there. Evans the rebound. And that will be that. Evans will get it across midcourt. Now the Los Angeles Lakers are looking forward to next year. The Warriors are looking forward to the postseason. The final 108-90. The Warriors get the win. They win the season series 3-1 over the Lakers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.